I thought it was good, yeah.
Doug, you know who this is?
Sure, that's Matt Liberatore.
That is.
Hello, Matt. Doug Vaughn. Nice meeting you.
Hi, I'm Tim, but you already knew that, didn't you? Have a seat. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Do you guys have nitwit shows like this invading spring training with the Rays?
Not that I saw, but I wasn't on the big league side at all.
Yeah, so. I didn't know if they maybe even a minor league program. Welcome to Jupiter, Florida.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you here. When you were traded, was that something that caught you off guard, or were there rumblings that that could happen?
The rumbling started about 15 minutes before the trade happened, so it was all kind of a shock.
Really? Where were the rumblings? On the Twitter tweets?
No, my agent called me, and he just said he had spoken with a reporter who said my name had been thrown around and that it was probably unlikely, but he just wanted me to know. And basically he said the gist of the conversation was don't decline any calls today. So I call my dad, and like 5 minutes later while I'm still on the phone with my dad, I get a call from some random number. And I answered, and it was a front office personnel at the Rays, and he was like, hey, we're making a trade today, and you're going to be a part of it. And I was like, whoa. And before I got back to my apartment on the 15-minute car ride home, my phone started blowing up with text messages of my teammates like, hey, congratulations. And I was responding. I was like, thanks, but who did I get traded to? Because I didn't even know yet. And when I found out it was the Cardinals, I was super excited. Immediately called my dad back and told him, and then tried to call Nolan. He was busy playing mini golf, so he called me back.
That's important. It's an important thing to get ready for baseball.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Definitely. Get the ball through the clown's
mouth. Any word on how he played that day?
He won, so it was well worth declining my phone call.
Yep. Take that, Marlins.
So you grew up in Arizona, right?
Yes.
As a Diamondbacks fan, would that have been the dream to be a Diamondback pitcher?
Hometown team, so yeah, I was a fan of the D-backs, but I actually grew up a Yankees fan. Both my mom and dad's side of the family are all from New York. My dad was from Peekskill originally, and then my mom was a Navy brat, but she did most of her growing up in New York, so she says she's from New York. And so I grew up a Yankees fan watching Derek Jeter and A-Rod and Jorge Posada, the Core Four. So I've been a Yankees fan since I was really young.
And I heard you say in the winter warm-up that you wore number 32 because Sandy Koufax wore that?
Yeah, that's actually, your idol? I started playing with Nolan. We switched when we were 7. We went from the club team we were playing with because they were moving up to like 11U to a team that was staying down with 10U, and I just happened to get the number 32. And my dad was like, hey, you know who wears that number, right? And I was like, no, who? He's like, Sandy Koufax. And I was like, oh, nice. Who's that? And then that's when, you know, my love for him started, and I started learning about him and watching him and studying him and not necessarily trying to emulate his mechanics, but just, you know, appreciating the history behind the number and the people that have worn it previously.
Matt, Steve, I don't know if Steve Carlton included.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this, but Doug here has had lunch with Sandy Koufax at the Panera PGA. Yep.
I didn't really have lunch, but I was in there, and he was seated like 15 feet away.
Well, I went to that Panera, too, the other day.
Oh, did you?
So.
What'd you get?
There?
I get the Asian salad, double chicken. He was not there.
No.
He hangs out there. I was stunned. Yes. I said, my God, that's Sandy Koufax. And I was looking around for other people in the place who might recognize him. I finally just went up to a guy. I said, are you a sports fan? He goes, yeah. I said, that's Sandy Koufax right there. He said, my God, it is.
That's awesome.
That's exciting when you see
him.
Possibly the best ever.
When we were at the winter warm-up, I had a couple people tell me that he's an awesome dude and really cool person to talk to.
Yeah,
so it would be to meet him.
This has got to really be almost surreal for you. You're talking about your 10U team, and now 10 years later you're in a major league camp. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I was talking to my dad a little bit before I came out here a couple days ago, and we were just talking about kind of the journey that I've been on and then the journey that me and Nolan have been on kind of shared together. And if you handed me a script even freshman year of high school and said this is what the next 4 or 5 years of your life is going to look like, I'd have probably said no. You need to dial it down a little bit. Like, that's too crazy. But this whole journey has really been surreal, and it's been awesome. And then be able to go through it with Nolan and experience it with him and now play on the same team as him, you know, that's a dream come true. I don't think I could ask for more than that.
What are they expecting from you this year? Probably starting high A? Is that the plan? Or
I haven't really heard anything. As far as I'm concerned right now, just trying to control the controllables. And, you know, every time I touch a baseball, go out and try and give the team the best opportunity to win possible. And, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Matthew Liberatore is sitting down with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Tim McKernan and Doug Vaughn with you. It's all presented this week by Ravensburg and by Budweiser on 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. Now, outside of Nolan, how familiar are you with the Cardinal roster? Do you know other guys? And admiring from afar some of these guys? Because there are some guys who will likely be in Cooperstown who are in that clubhouse with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up since I was a little kid watching Wainwright and Yadier Molina work together.
Doug, he was seven when the Cardinals won the World Series
right.
in 2006 with those two.
Yeah.
And now he's in the clubhouse with them.
Yeah, we're in the same place. We're in the same place with our lives.
Yeah.
So thanks for making us feel bad. But go ahead.
I've always been a big fan of those two, and so yesterday I finally got the opportunity to meet him, and it was pretty surreal. I texted my dad, and I was like, I'm standing in the same clubhouse as these dudes I've grown up watching. So that was pretty surreal. And then obviously, younger guys like Flaherty and Ponce de Leon, I got to meet both of them at the winter warm-up and the Fan Fest, along with a bunch of the other players that were there. And those are guys that have more kind of broke into the scene the past couple years, so I've started paying attention ever since I got drafted to, you know, big league baseball in particular and certain guys' stats and all that. So I've followed those guys quite a bit since I've heard their names.
Will you text your dad about being on this show here in a minute?
Probably.
No, I told you. I told you he would. I told you he was excited about coming on.
I bet at your age, when this is all so new, you're so excited, you probably want to just work all the time to get ready. You have to find yourself having to dial back a little bit, not throwing 100 miles an hour when you get out here right now.
Yeah, it's certainly hard. I mean, I feel like I came in a pretty good position. I showed up ready to go. So it's not like I really need to hold back necessarily. But I think as far as, like, the mental side of it goes, I've definitely had to dial it back sometimes where it's like I get – really amped up and I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie, so I like really get going and I obsess over things, even the little things. So sometimes, yeah, I have to kind of take a step back and say, okay, like, this is all actually happening. I'm living real life right now. It's not a dream, and I get to wake up every day and come to a baseball field and, you know, now coming to big league camp and, you know, hanging out with all the big leaguers in the clubhouse and taking the field with them. It's unreal, so I'm just super appreciative of the whole situation.
I bet it's cool. You don't have any connections with the guy running the brush hog back here. The lawnmower, could you tell him to knock that?
Unfortunately, I do not.
It's going to be a long day for us with that.
Hey, Matthew, something, especially since you're only 20, I like to get the perspective because it's fresh for you. When it became clear that you had the stuff to actually collect a check for playing a game for a living, was this something that, like, when you were, like, 9 or 10, like, everybody's like, oh, you got to watch this kid? And you probably also were a hitter, too. That's usually the way it works. The pitchers are also the best position players, usually shortstop or something. Were you a shortstop?
Unfortunately, I wasn't. I'm
He's
left-handed.
Oh, I guess that would wrap up
shortstop if you're left-handed.
It doesn't matter anyway.
I was also
not the best hitter on the team.
Really?
No. I didn't enjoy hitting as much.
You couldn't hit, or were you just nothing special?
I probably could have if I put more work into
Anytime it. Anytime we have a pitcher sit down, they're like, yeah, I hit 450 in high school, and I'm like, but you go in the major leagues, you're flailing away.
I stopped hitting sophomore year.
Just shut it down.
Yeah.
What happens if you got to hit now? If you get called up here and you're hitting?
I'm a good bunter.
Well, it's something.
I'll get Twitter going. Can take a look at this guy. He can really bunt.
That's got to be something, though, to not really hit much since high school, and then the next thing you know, flash forward a year or two, and you're facing the best pitchers in the world.
Yeah, I showed up and I saw like 20 pairs of batting gloves and a helmet and bats in my locker, and I wasn't sure what to do with them. Figured maybe I can ask some of the big league guys for some help there.
Yeah, at least figure out how to get out of the way.
Yeah.
The curveball.
So, like, at 10, are people like, oh my God, there's this kid, you got to go watch him? Or did it happen like a little later? Because sometimes guys are like, yeah, I wasn't that great in high school, and then all of a sudden it took off like my senior year. So what was it going on for you?
If you ask my dad, he didn't tell me this until after I'd been drafted, but he told my mom, I think when I was like 12 years old, one night after I'd gone to bed, he said somebody's going to play him to play baseball one day.
Really? At 12?
So that's when he kind of noticed it. For me, I would say like sophomore, junior year of high school. Freshman year, I started getting recruited by colleges, so I knew I had the opportunity to at least go play at the next level and live it out another 3 to 4 years. And then starting like my end of sophomore, beginning of junior year, was when I started seeing like 1 to 3 pro scouts show up to games every once in a while and check it out, or guys who are just kind of walking around the facilities would stop by and watch. And then come senior year, my first outing, I probably had anywhere from like 100 to 120 scouts at the first game. And
wow.
That's when it was kind of solidified in my mind that like if I take care of business, then that possibility is going to become a reality.
Wow.
And then you're a first-round draft pick, so you've already got that money while your friends are getting jobs at Burger King. You're cashing that big baseball check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
What kind of whip you got?
Pretty much my only purchase since I've been drafted is my car is the 2017 Range Rover. But I bought it a year used and with almost 20,000 miles on it, so it saved me a good chunk of money.
Look at you. You see some of these cars that come in here. The Cardinals are, I don't know how it was with the Rays organization, if you saw anything on the major league side, but they like the big, you see the truck right there. I don't know whose that is.
I don't know,
but probably tomorrow when Nolan gets here, you see his big old truck.
Oh, is that right? He's got...
No. Nice big diesel. Not for me. I had to take it off the shipping carrier last night and back it into a parking spot. I was freaking out.
Yeah, that seems unfair. That seems wrong. So what kind of player is Nolan Gorman? We've heard a lot about him, too. I guess you might know him better than anybody else here right now.
Yeah, definitely. He's aggressive at the plate. He likes to swing the bat. He likes to hit the ball. He likes to make stuff happen. He's not going to wait back and let things happen to him. He's going to make things happen. And in the field, he's a really sure glove. He's got a strong, accurate arm. He's got a really level head on his shoulders, as you could tell from spring training last year. And he hit the home run off of Bear Claw, who is actually a cousin of a girl that I went to school with.
Oh, really? It's a small world.
Yeah,
right?
Weird. But super level-headed, never lets the situation get too big for him. And I think he always plays up to the situation and the pressure and all that. So nothing but good things about him.
When you think of two guys who were friends as kids winding up on the same Major League
Since
Baseball
five
organization.
Years old.
Yeah, the odds of that happening are just staggering.
Yeah, kind of like I said earlier, it's the story has become more and more surreal as each day passes. You know, like I said, it's if you handed me the script 5 years ago and said this is what it's going to look like in 5 years, I wouldn't have believed you for a second. So the fact that this is happening right now is a dream come true.
I would think it helps, too, as you guys experience this together, to know that you have somebody that you've known for 15 years to lean on, you know?
Yeah. Like, with the Rays, it was nice to have friends, and I made a lot of friends over there, and guys that I'll probably talk to for the rest of my life, but I think having the connection that me and Nolan have where it goes back to all the way when we were 5 years old and spending every weekend at each other's houses and riding bikes a couple miles to go work out and playing out front in the yard with all the neighborhood kids and whatever – I think that kind of creates a special bond that you can't necessarily create in just a year or two in pro ball. And so having someone like him to kind of bounce things off of or even not talk baseball about and just go hang out and feel like a normal kid again, it's really cool to have that kind of bond and someone like that and now to be able to share the same clubhouse with him and do all the baseball stuff and the off-the-field stuff with him. Couldn't be more excited.
Could he just rake when you guys were kids?
Yeah. Really? He always hit. I've never seen him not hitting.
Yeah, just bombing at 7 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
One of those kids where everybody goes, play back, here
you
he
really
comes.
You can kind of tell, even at a young age, the guys that have a chance and those that don't, they kind of stick out like a sore thumb, don't they?
Yeah, my dad actually coached our youth team that we both played for, along with Nolan's dad and then a couple other dads. And my dad used to always say that he was not a good coach, but he was a good judge of talent. And at that age especially, it's hard to coach kids into – you know, well-rounded ball players, but he used to always say, I can watch one throw from any kid and tell you whether he's an athlete or not. So it's kind of that same idea where guys either have it or they don't at that age.
Yeah. You can usually hit a ground ball to a guy at shortstop and watch him field it and throw to first and know if he's a baseball player. That's about all it takes. One ground ball.
Yeah, it saves you the time of screwing around with him. Well, one more thing before we let you go. You got traded to the Cardinals, and then, like, immediately it was like, well, maybe the Cardinals are going to trade him. So I would imagine you were aware of that. Was that a weird spot to be in to go trade and possibly another trade?
I remember texting or calling my agent, I'm not sure which one I did, about 15 minutes after the whole 15-minute trade happened. I was like, hey, am I about to get traded again? And he was like, I haven't heard anything, but I'll keep you in the loop. So I just kind of put my phone down because it was blowing up anyways. I couldn't respond to everybody. And one of the things that I've done in my training is trying to really focus on the present and being here and now. And what I told Cardinals fans at FanFest when we were doing our Q&A when they asked about the trade is, you know, I'm worried about right here and right now, and right here and right now I'm a Cardinal. And until that changes, I'm looking forward to showing up to spring training here and being a Cardinal and going out and representing the city of St. Louis. So I try to not pay attention to that stuff. And if I can focus on the here and now, then the uncontrollables are going to take care of themselves anyways. So
people must think a lot of you when you get thrown around for Nolan Arenado in the rumor mill. That's a hell of a compliment.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty surreal.
Matt, thank you so much for coming by here. Welcome to the St. Louis Cardinals. And once again, when you text your dad about your excitement of being on a show, you know I'm, of course, Tim McKernan. That's Doug Vaughn there. That's Doug Vaughn right there.
And it awesome. Is. It's, we're pronouncing it right. It's Libertor. It's not Libertor.
Yes, Libertor.
Libertor. Okay.
Yes, I've Italian. Heard all pronunciations.
I bet
so
you have.
So don't feel bad.
All right.
Matthew, thank you so much for coming by, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
There he is,
thank
Matthew Libertor with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, dropping by the new Cardinal lefty in his first Cardinal camp. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.